Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, meets Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. The Syrian president stressed that the recent Israeli airstrike on Syria is enough evidence for the role Tel Aviv played hands in hand with Syria's enemies in order to weaken the country. Bashar al-Assad further underlined that the Syrian army and people are vigilant and the country's resistance are capable of confronting foreign conspiracies. For his part, Jalili expressed Tehran's full support for Damascus in the face of foreign plots that are trying to destabilize the region. Observers think the visit is part of Iran's resolve to help find a solution for the month-long crisis, as well as its support for Damascus.
The visit comes at a very critical stage. Iran's support for Syria is a proof to the world that Syria is not alone. There is a strong axis of resistance between Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah, and there is ongoing coordination between them. And this is a message for the enemies of this resistance.
Mr. Jalili also met with Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim. During that visit, Jalili said Israel's violation of Syria's sovereign territory indicates Tel Aviv's aggressive nature that is a threat to the regional stability. Analysts concede that the level of ties between Tehran and Damascus shows the importance of ongoing cooperation between both countries.
هناك كما نعلم طبعا اتفاقيات مشتركه في مجال التعاون طبعا
Tehran and Damascus have increased their cooperation further recently. Mr. Jalili's visit emphasizes the close relations between them. Iran also played a great role in bringing Syrian sides together, as it hosted some of them in Iran.
The Iranian official also held meetings with the heads of several opposition political parties and figures. This as part of an attempt to pave the ground for a comprehensive national dialogue in Syria. Observers say the Iranian official's visit to Syria mainly comes to reaffirm Iran's full support for Syria in the face of the Israeli enemy. The two sides also pledged to expand cooperation in various sectors. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.